Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about the absolute best tips for sticking to it. Okay, there's quite a few, so hang in there with me. Number one, very important to plan out your meals for the entire week. So this way you're not ending up on Wednesday and you ran out of food and now you're like, oh my gosh, I just have to go out to eat, go to some fast food place, and now you're off the program. That little bit of a planning step or organizational step is very, very, very important. But it's kind of like an invisible step that you normally don't focus on. All right, number two, make your meals very, very simple with only 3 to 4 ingredients. I mean, for example, myself, I don't have a lot of complex recipes with a lot of ingredients that take a lot of time. I might cook hamburger and I'll eat a salad, or I might have egg and cheese. I might have celery with peanut butter, and I'll make a little, sometimes a dessert with melted chocolate with nuts. And it's, of course, it's Lily's brand, sugar-free, but I keep it really, really simple. Increase your knowledge of keto and intermittent fasting. It's actually a fascinating topic. I mean, just learning about the benefits of fasting alone for your health, mind-blowing. It's actually very interesting. All right, number four, use strategies. Leverage your existing resources. Be clever about overcoming obstacles. Now, it could be as simple as getting rid of your junk food in your house so you're not tempted, or telling the waitress at the restaurant not to bring you bread. Or in a social situation, you might eat before you arrive so you're not so hungry. All right, number five, this is very interesting. A person's behavior, their motivation, their action is connected with their emotional level. So if their emotion is on the low side, they're not going to be very motivated. So do things to increase your emotion. Listen to music, stay in motion, just move faster, hang out with people that are very supportive, and that alone will increase your motivation to stick to it. All right, number six, if you're having a hard time sticking to it, look at yourself naked in the mirror, front, side, and back. I'm telling you, that's probably one of the most inexpensive ways to motivate yourself and stick to it. All right, number seven, buy the clothes that you really want to fit into. Okay, spend the money and have it sitting right there waiting for you to shrink into your new clothes. All right, number eight, don't watch sports, play sports. All right, number nine, in a given day, there's all sorts of things that you do. And if you look at them from the point of view of creating your health versus counter-creating your health, you can now dissect all the actions of creating your health and just make sure each day you're creating your health. Health starts with simple actions that build up over time. And number 10, remember why you are doing this and what you felt like when you didn't do this.